Find your center. Take a deep breath in. Blow that hard. Feel your strength. Make your move. 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 Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Feel your power. Feel your power. Breathe deep. Strong. Put yourself in a state of positive anticipation. Like you're about to get an answer that will free up your life. Give you the understanding of what's triggered you. Shift your life like never before for the better. Put yourself in the state you're in when you anticipate something great is about to happen. How do you breathe when you know something great's to happen? What kind of sounds do you make when you feel like something great's gonna happen? Feel it in your body. Now this question, say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Feel your strength right now. Celebrate how strong you are right now in this moment. Standing in that same state, feeling strong. Breathe it. Feel it. Don't let it go. In this state, with your eyes closed or open, whichever you prefer, feeling strong, say yes, say yes, say yes. In a state of certainty, in a state of guidance, I want you right now to answer this question. What has been your primary focus in your life? What's been your primary focus in life? What have you consistently focused on throughout your life? What question have you asked yourself most often based on that focus? What has been your primary question? Say the first one that comes to your mind. Say it out loud now. Out loud. What has been your primary question? Go. Say it again. What has been your primary question? Say it out loud again. What has been your primary question? Say it out loud again. Raise your hand if you believe you know what your question is right now. Raise your hand if you believe you know what it is. Outstanding. Give yourselves a hand. Great job. Stay in the state of certainty. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. If you don't think you know what it is yet, raise your hand. If you don't think you know what the primary question is yet, raise your hand. There's no problem. All you have to do is trust more. Try not to go for such certainty. I want you now to make up a question. Say, I don't know what it is, but if I did know, I'd say it's this. What's a question, even for those who believe you know it, what's a question you'd rather not admit you have? What's a question that doesn't sound very good? What's a deeper question behind the question you've already said? A deeper one may have even more fear behind it. One that doesn't sound so good. One you may not even want to admit to yourself you've had. If you're being guided to reveal the truth, deeper question. What has been your primary question in the past? Doesn't matter how bad it was or good it is, it's not you. It's just a damn question that got stuck in your head. And once you know what it is, you can change it. There's no shame in any of it, but you gotta know what it is or trust it. Say out loud now, what? Trust you know what it is. Even if you didn't think you knew it before, if you thought you knew it and there's something deeper, say it. If it's the same one, then say it. What has been your primary question? Say it out loud now. Go. What has been your primary question? Say it out loud now. Even if you don't think you know what it is, make one up. Say it out loud now. Everyone, what has been your primary question? Say it out loud now. Raise your hand if you believe you know what your old primary question was. Outstanding. Raise your hand if you don't know it yet. If you think you don't know what it is yet, raise your hand. If you don't think you know what it is yet, make one up. First one that comes in your mind now. Stop being picky. Just trust. What's a question you'd rather not admit you'd ask? And use that question to do the following test. Those who don't even think you know the question, make one up now. May not be my primary question, but a question I've asked a lot has been. Now for all of you, think of that old primary question and answer this question. What have been the most powerful driving beliefs you've had about the impact of this question? What positive, empowering effects did you believe would come about by focusing on this question? If you achieve the object of that focus, of the question, what did you hope would happen? How would you feel? What would you get? How would others be impacted? Ultimately, what did you believe you'd experience if you achieved the object of your question? Protecting yourself, or making everyone happy, or becoming better, or getting to change your opinion, or being the best you could be. Whatever the question was, what did you think would be the best things that would come from it if you achieved the object of your question? Say out loud now, whatever pops in your head, in many sentences, thoughts, what did you think you would get? Say it out loud by achieving that question. What would you get? Quick. What else did you think you would get if you achieved the object of that question? Say it out loud. Go. What else did you think you'd get if you achieved the object of that question? Say it out loud. Go. Ultimately, what did you hope or think you'd get if you achieved the object of your question? Ultimately, what did you hope you'd get? Say it. Raise your hand if you got extremely positive benefits in your mind if you achieved the object of your question. Raise your hand if they're extremely positive. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Drop your hand. Now look at the opposite. If you fail to achieve the object of your question, if you fail to make it better, if you fail to get everyone to be happy, if you fail to be the best, if you fail to protect yourself, if you fail to change your opinion, if you failed, what would it mean? Say it out loud. First gut response. Go. What would it mean? And if that thing happened that you just said, if you failed at that level to achieve the outcome, to fail to achieve the object of your question, if that happened even deeper, what would it mean? And if that happened that you just said, what would that mean? Ultimately, what would it mean if you could never achieve the object of your question? How would you feel about yourself? How would you feel about life? What would the meaning be? Ultimately, what would it cost you? Ultimately, what would it mean if you didn't achieve it? Say it out loud. Go. Raise your hand if one of the consequences, failing to achieve it, is feeling like your life was meaningless or worthless, or feeling like there's no meaning, or you might as well be dead. Raise your hand if it fits that category. Drop your hand. Raise your hand if it doesn't make you feel that bad. If it doesn't, then find a deeper question below it. What's a question even deeper, even more painful for you? Or be honest with yourself about what it would mean if you really felt that continuously, never-endingly failing to achieve the object. See if it changes it. Now, give yourselves a hand because you know your primary question, ladies and gentlemen, the primary question it was. Raise your hand if you believe you know what it is now. You've tested and you know what it is. Raise your hand. Outstanding. Drop your hand. Raise your hand if you still aren't quite sure. You think you don't know what it is. Only a few of you now, what you must do is trust. Make up another one and test it on your own now. Think of the consequences of it. Otherwise, let go of your need for significance or certainty. You don't need to struggle to experience this. Now, tell me, what is the pain generator that created this belief in you that said you had to make everybody happy? You had to succeed always. You had to be perfect. You had to figure out what was wrong with you. You had to make it better. You had to change people's opinion. You had to make sure people thought positively of you. You had to break through. You had to figure it out. You had to fix it.